Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think Senator McCain should retire. I think he sticks his nose into a lot of affairs and he stirs up a lot of controversy nearly to stay in the news and the spotlight. It's not about Libya, it's about Senator McCain again.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. That's Ron, a talk radio caller from Eagle River, Wisconsin, commenting on Senator McCain's recent trip to Libya. That's where we start the countdown this hour. This is Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, who will be along momentarily. Start off with CNN's Candy Crowley talking to Senator McCain about his call for the United States to officially recognize the rebels' transitional government.
One of the things you called for was for the U.S. to recognize the transitional government that is now headquartered in Benghazi, a rebel-held city. How certain can you be that that transitional government actually is in sync with some of the fighters in Misrata or some of the fighters in the mountains? Is it representative of all of those who are fighting to free Libya from Gaddafi?
I believe they are, Candy. One of the members of the chairman was the former justice minister who stood up to Gaddafi, and they have great respect for him. Another, the finance minister, is a economics professor from the University of Washington. And we also, another fellow that's in the council was in Gaddafi's prison for 31 years. I think they represent, there's a number of women, civil society activists and others who are in this council. And I believe that they represent the legitimate aspirations of the Libyan people.
And are you certain that there is no element of al-Qaeda or other terrorist groups that have been able to jump into this void of leadership?
Candy, I think that it's possible that that could happen. But right now, these people are united in their hatred of Gaddafi. They're united the same reason that people in Tunisia, Egypt, Syria, and other countries are, that they want freedom. It wasn't al-Qaeda that sparked this uprising. It was the desire for freedom and democracy. Now, if you have a stalemate, I think it's very possible that al-Qaeda could come in and take advantage of a stalemated situation. But right now, it's not al-Qaeda that motivated this, and it's not al-Qaeda that's running it.
If Muammar Gaddafi is so broadly hated across Libya, why does his army still fight for him, and why have we seen so few fractures in his inner circle?
As you know, we've seen a few fractures, obviously, that I don't have to recount for you, but he is paying mercenaries very large amounts of money. His sons have a few loyal battalions, as you know, that are, and they have the equipment advantage. The rebels, or the liberation forces, as I like to call them, are badly outgunned in armor, in equipment, in training. I visited the army base outside of Benghazi also on Friday, and they have a long, long way to go as far as training and equipment is concerned. So they're badly outgunned. I believe with the appropriate use of air power, which is not the case now, even though I'm glad the Predator is now in the fight, that we could, and adequate training and equipping of the liberation forces, that they can bring this to a successful conclusion. But it's going to take, I think, a number of steps, including the recognition of this council, so it would free up money. They need money very badly, and some communications equipment, some other things that I think would be very decisive. But I really fear a stalemate. I hope that Gaddafi goes. I hope that there's that kind of overthrow from within, but hope is not a strategy.
All right, what do you think? 1-800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden in momentarily for Doug Steffen. Candy Crowley also talked to Senator McCain about his suggestion that we are the rebels.
You said earlier this week that the U.S. could help arm the Libyan rebels without direct U.S. involvement. How would that work?
I think it works the same way that it did in Afghanistan when the Russians were occupying Afghanistan. There are certain other countries that can be of assistance that are already stepping forward, including some of the Gulf states. But it can be achieved, and it isn't a huge amount of equipment. But there's no doubt that the Liberation Forces are badly outgunned, and that's a big hindrance, and that's why you're seeing this bloodletting in Misrata. Could I just mention to you, I saw some wounded that had come in on a ship from Misrata in a hospital in Benghazi yesterday, and I'm telling you, it's very moving to see these young men full of bullet holes, wounded, some of them dying, and us not doing what we can without risk to Americans on the ground, and I'm opposed to that, that we could help them and prevent this kind of bloodletting that's going on.
1-800-510-8255. Candy Crowley also talked to Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, who thinks Libya is becoming a stalemate, and the only thing left for us to do is to get Gaddafi.
Admiral Mullen said in Iraq that this was moving toward a stalemate. I want you to tell me what it looks like to you.
Looks like a stalemate. The military strategy of taking U.S. Air assets out of NATO, I think, was a big mistake. We have a unique capability. We got AC-130s, the A-10s. They can do a lot of damage to the Libyan forces supporting Gaddafi when you take these off the battlefield. You know, we wanted a no-fly zone for the Libyan aircraft, not ours. So it is leading to a military stalemate. I'm glad the Predator drones are going to be used. But here's what I think is going to happen. Right now, there's just not enough momentum by the rebels, even if they're better armed, to break through to Tripoli. There's not deep support for Gaddafi. So my recommendation to NATO and the administration is to cut the head of the snake off. Go to Tripoli. Start bombing Gaddafi's inner circle, their compounds, their military headquarters in Tripoli. The way to get Gaddafi to leave is have his inner circle break and turn on him, and that's going to take a sustained effort through an air campaign. I think the focus should now be to cut the head of the snake off. That's the quickest way to end this.
Here's the problem. The UN resolution calls for protecting the Libyan people. It's going to be hard to make that connection, saying, listen, we're going after Gaddafi, we're going off after his men. That is not within the mandate.
Well, it's my belief that it's going to be hard for American national security interests to survive intact if Gaddafi stays. You know, I like coalitions. It's good to have them. It's good to have the UN involved. But the goal is to get rid of Gaddafi. A military stalemate is ensuing. And the only way I know to make this thing successful is to put pressure on Tripoli. The people around Gaddafi need to wake up every day wondering, will this be my last? The military commanders in Tripoli supporting Gaddafi should be pounded. So I would not let the UN mandate stop what is the right thing to do. You cannot protect the Libyan people if Gaddafi stays. You cannot protect our vital national security interests if Gaddafi stays. And a long drawn out, protracted engagement is not good for the Libyan people. A lot of people are going to die unnecessarily. Let's get this guy gone. And the way to get him out of Libya is to go after him militarily through the air. You don't need ground troops to do that.
What do you think? 1-800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen. When we come back, Candy Crowley asks Senator McCain what she thinks of Senator Lindsey's comments. Coming up on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to GEICO.
Right.
Yeah, and GEICO also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son, Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
1-800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden in momentarily for Doug Steffen, who will be along. Until then, Candy Crowley goes back to Senator McCain and says, what do you think about the fact that we are in a stalemate?
One of your colleagues, Senator Lindsey Graham, I spoke with earlier on this show. One of the things he said was, I think the focus should now be to cut the head of the snake off. That's the quickest way to end this. He wants the NATO forces, the U.S., to go to Tripoli and to stop bombing and to start bombing Gaddafi's inner circle. He said, I want the inner circle to wake up every day wondering, am I going to die today? Should we just go after Gaddafi?
You know, we have tried those things in the past with other dictators, and it's a little harder than you think it is. Gaddafi's a great survivor. We don't know exactly where he is. We do have to worry about civilian casualties. That could turn the Libyan people against us. I certainly think that we ought to make Gaddafi aware that his very life is in danger. But, I think we just have to be a little careful how we do that. I think we can achieve the goal of him being finished off by pursuing the battlefield on the ground as well. But I agree with Lindsey. He should not feel safe.
And how do you make him not feel safe without going after him? I mean, we see pictures of him running around in open-air cars waving.
He's done that, you know, spur of the moment without warning. He is also, no one knows where he is at any given time unless you see it on television at the moment. The point is that we can't count on taking Gaddafi out. What we can count on is a trained, equipped, well-supported liberation forces which can either force Gaddafi out or obtain victory and send him to an international criminal court. My emphasis is on winning the battle on the ground, not taking a chance on taking him out with a lucky airstrike.
1-800-510-8255. What do you think we should do in Libya? Give us a call. Doug Steffen right up around the corner on the Countdown Show.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are. It's 23 after the hour. 800-510-8255. Your thoughts on Libya and whether or not to cut the head off the snake. Is that the way to approach this problem? We're reviewing what's going on from this past weekend, the television, the radio, and we'll go back to television now. This side, Fox News, Chris Wallace talking to Britt Hume, Mara Liasson, and Bill Kristol about Senator McCain's comments that we have to get much more involved in Libya.
Did agree this week to put two unmanned Predator drones in the skies over Libya, but in a visit to Benghazi, Senator McCain called the rebels heroes and said we got to get much more deeply involved in this war if we're going to be able to topple Gaddafi. Britt, where are we headed in Libya?
Chris, there is an article just out today in the New Yorker by a friendly correspondent toward the Obama administration about the evolution of the Obama policy, and in this article at the end, in the summation, an aide to the president has described it, describes the president's approach as leading from behind. Which I don't know how well that's going to resonate, but it may well be accurate. I think what we're seeing here is the president is kind of making it up as he goes along, as he confronts this chaotic and either hopeful or not so hopeful situation in the Middle East. And I think that in terms of Libya, he really kind of doesn't know what to do next. And what I think, or I hope he's learning, is the indispensability of American leadership. We quickly were able to establish the no-fly zone. We seemed to be, the military action seemed to be effective. But, of course, he quickly withdrew America from the lead role. And the situation has been much more mixed ever since. I don't think the addition of, I agree with Secretary Gates, I don't think the addition of the Predator drone attacks is going to make a more than a marginal difference there. I hope it does better than that. But I don't think the president really clearly knows what to do. And I think he is content here to have failure be an option.
Mara.
Well, if failure means Gaddafi still being there, Gaddafi's going to be there for quite some time. I think if you don't want boots on the ground and you are unwilling to lead the NATO operation and insist that the airstrikes be more vigorous, then you're going to have to settle for a messy, long, drawn-out process that isn't going to get you to your goal anytime soon, which is getting Gaddafi out of Libya. Now, you can protect the population to a certain extent. You can achieve the limited goals the president has set. But I think this is the only outcome if that's what you're willing to commit.
Bill, is John McCain right when he says that we should go all in with the Libyan rebels and that they are a reliable partner, that there is no al-Qaeda link? And if we mean to topple Gaddafi, is there any other choice?
Well, all in isn't that much, after all. I mean, Gaddafi was unable to take back Misurata, which is separated from the bulk of Benghazi and the bulk of the Libyan rebels. That shows, I think, how weak he is. The pulling back of the strike aircraft, we don't have to go send boots on the ground. The A-10 and the AC-130 were doing a huge amount of damage those first couple of days. Then we pulled them back. Now we're bombing from 25,000 feet, or our allies are bombing from 25,000 feet, which is not terribly...
But we have the drones.
And now we have drones,
which
are better, but there are only two of those. It's ridiculous. We're fighting. What are we saving now? If you talk off the record with people from the administration, they're terrified of having some American pilot shot down, taken hostage. Would the A-10 and the AC-130 fly low and sort of lumber along? They do a huge amount of damage. You can't get involved in military action like this, though, and be totally driven by the fear of one American pilot getting shot down. It's just wrong, in my opinion. And I think he could be gone. I really don't buy this pessimism and fatalism that, oh, we're going to need to have a stalemate for months. And I do think that's what Senator McCain is trying to say. A little more aggressiveness on the part of the Obama administration, and we could win this.
Okay, so we're in another war. 800-510-8255, NATO airstrikes targeting the center of Gaddafi's seat of power, destroying a multi-story library office, badly damaging a reception hall for dignitaries, his whereabouts unknown. Do we go or do we get out? Do we stay? What's the leadership quotient like here? Lots of things to talk about, and we'll get to your calls in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and low seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HD TV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Joe, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at safelight.com. No one makes replacing a windshield easier. Plus, she loved how Safe Light emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
New data from Fidelity Investments estimates that a 65-year-old couple retiring this year will need $230,000 to pay for medical expenses throughout retirement, and that does not include the cost of nursing home care. Healthcare will likely be one of the largest expenses Americans will face in retirement, and 68% of pre-retirees say these costs are one of their top three financial worries. Brad Kimmler of Fidelity Investments.
Most people don't realize until it's almost too late that they don't have access to retiree medical benefits. What we're advocating is that people do a retirement income plan and include in that income plan an allowance for health care costs in retirement, because that number is only going to grow over the coming years.
Call 1-800-FIDELITY to speak with a representative who can help you incorporate these costs into your plan. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC. I'm John Tridden.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown.
Where's your plan?
Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming
and what the government isn't telling you.
Joyce Riley's seminar about what we will do
when there is no medicine.
Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com.
What happens next is up to you.
GetPreparedExpo.com. Sponsored by GCN and Myers Resources.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
Or on car insurance.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At 33 past the hour, we're reviewing what's going on in the world of talk radio and talk television. This is talk radio in its, actually, when I review all of these things, I'm really pleased with the ability that we have to listen and learn from all these different radio programs and your calls as well, because that's what it's about, discussion and learning and opinion. 800-510-8255. If you're just joining us, we're focused on Libya and the claims from John McCain that we ought to be more involved. Here's radio host John McConnell. With a focus on Libya and where we are and our choices.
This thing is the war that's going on in Libya. The rebels over there. It's turning into a quagmire. And I was in favor of them doing the no-fly zone, and I still am. But it was supposed to be in and out, and it was supposed to be no troops on the ground. And as it stands right now, it's not going to be troops on the ground, but they are pushing towards that. The president has said that Gaddafi's got to go. The Brits have said that he's got to go. The French have said he's got to go. There's a lot of the Arab League is fed up with him, said he's got to go. You think with all those people in the same loop that he'd already be gone by now, but they're not. I mean, it seems like they're walking up to a line and not stepping over it. So now the Obama administration is planning to give $25 million in surplus American goods to the Libyan rebels. The rebels are getting surplus goods, basically army surplus, to get equipment. I don't think it would be any weapons, although I'm pretty sure somebody in NATO, the EU, are supplying them. They have to be. Now, I know they're working with captured goods, but they don't have any training. I mean, they got the heart. They got the tools, but they ain't got the talent. They don't have the actual training in warfare, which I freely admit I don't either. But in talking with enough military people and in reading enough military literature, just having a tool doesn't give you the talent. It's like every time we talk about a gun. You know, if you're going to go out and buy a gun, get the training that goes with it. Purchasing a weapon can be more dangerous than not having one to begin with if you don't know how to use it. Well, it's the same thing with this. Loading up all these rebels who are looking to oust Gaddafi, but if they don't understand, you know, strategy and tactics and different how to aptly utilize the weapons that they already have, well, sending them any more stuff do any good. And if they've decided that Gaddafi has to go, well, then let's get rid of him. But the president promised not to put any boots on the ground. I mean, is it a promise he's even going to be able to keep? Is something going to be holding against him? The EU is looking for UN approval to put 1,000 troops on the ground to help distribute humanitarian aid. It wouldn't be 1,000 troops that are there to fight. It would just be 1,000 troops to help deliver all of this surplus stuff. They would not be instigators of attacks and tactics, but of course they would be able to defend themselves. But that's a hazy line too, you know. Who? Guess what? Somebody may disguise themselves as one of the Gaddafi backers and launch a couple of mortars at these 1,000 troops, and the next thing you know, they're going to be on the rampage. So, I mean, I don't know where this is going to go, and unfortunately, I don't think anybody else knows where it's going to go. I got several different articles about it here. Literally, though, the troops, the Libyan rebels are begging, send us troops.
Okay. So that's enough for us to get involved, is it? 800, I can't believe this is madness. Madness. We have gone mad. 800-510, that's my read on this. Laura calls the countdown from Cadillac, Michigan. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I think we ought to get our troops out of there and keep them out of there. Period. Well, end of story.
We don't have them there yet, but your message is loud and clear. Jim's in Fresno, California. Go ahead. You're live on the countdown, Jim.
Yes, I believe that we should get out of Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Libya, and get our stuff out of Germany and all these other foreign countries and get rid of the foreign aid except for Israel. And start going ahead and concentrating on our country and going ahead and doing to get business friendly and get jobs back into America instead of the way our country's already been doing, especially with the socialists in office.
All right. A lot of people agree with you on that count as well. 800-510-8255. Robert in Texas, thoughts on Senator McCain?
I believe he's trying to give the world the message that America's there, and we might be there to stay no matter how long it takes for us to, you know, do what needs to be done. But I believe it's almost like, you know, when America started training the Contras or when America was giving the people in the Middle East weapons and, you know, artillery for the battle against the Russians. You know, we're helping other countries with our money and all the weapons that we give them in training, but sometimes they don't give us anything in return. What we need to remember is we need to create some kind of contract with them that if we help them and free them, they need to in return give us maybe some of the oil or some help with, you know, whatever they can help us with after we help them so they don't go against us like other countries do.
All right, so there's the train of thought. We're looking for as many different trains of thought, trails of thought, on the ongoing and upcoming debate. It's going to become a big national discussion as well. It ought to. 800-510-8255. Tom calls from Maine to the countdown.
I actually voted for McCain, but was very happy when the next day when Obama won, and I was very proud for our country, and I've been disappointed steadily. I think McCain is just completely showing us what how out of touch our senior politicians are. He should get back in our plane and come back to our country and take care of our problems and let countries deal with their problems as they see fit. I think it was a complete mistake for us to go to Libya. We have enough wars that we cannot pay for. We don't have the money for. I don't understand the common sense of this at all. If I run a business and if I don't have the money to buy inventory or pay my bills, I'm out of business. How is it the country can just keep borrowing money and these guys with several homes and limousines and jets can run our country into the ground and just still look at you and smile and tell you, well, we've got to go to Libya now?
It is really, it's unbelievable. I'm kind of with you there, Tom. I voted for McCain, and whether or not he just has gone past his prime when it comes to this sort of thing, I wasn't happy, though. I was, unlike you, unhappy that Obama was elected and have been less and less happy or more and more unhappy as we go down that trail. Where are the good people, the strong people, those who really understand how to run. They're all politicians. They're not leaders. They're not diplomats. They're not intelligent integrators of what's going on in the real world. They're all Pauls. They're hacks. Sickening. George is in Florida with thoughts on John McCain.
McCain hasn't seen a war he doesn't like. He's a warmonger. Bring us behind home. And he's just looking for ammunition to use against Obama. He just wants to be in the news. He doesn't. I haven't heard him say anything about the problems that going on over here with Social Security, with the problems that's going on right now with the country being broke. He hasn't seen a war he doesn't like. I empathize with the people over there. I really do, but I empathize with my brothers and sisters here in the United States. And this money, they're crying broke all the time, and they have, why don't those people over there with, who has all the oil, get together and supply whatever they need to these people?
800-510-8255. Let's see, back to another Florida call that looks good. Sam, with thoughts on the president and Gaddafi and what we ought to be doing. Go ahead, sir.
I think it's about time for somebody to go over there. Obama sends $1 million worth of cruise missiles over there and bombs the place, and then he walks off and leaves the place and goes out campaigning and making speeches at least when Bush went over to Iraq, he got rid of Hussein. Obama said Gaddafi had to leave, and he's still there, and he's out campaigning. And I think it's a good thing McCain's over there to try to help the rebels.
All right, so there's more on one side than on the other here, it looks like, in terms of opinion. Crystal in Hampton, Virginia, McCain, and it's Libya, it's oil, it's war, he's a monger, yada, yada. Go ahead, ma'am.
We all know that McCain is a Republican, and Republicans are for big oil. So just the fact of the matter that McCain is going to Libya is just showing the ulterior motives of the Republicans. Now, I could definitely understand if McCain was going to Sudan or Rwanda or these different countries that really have nothing to offer the United States but are constantly in turmoil. But he's going to Libya, which contains oil, and I believe that McCain feels not for the people, but by keeping the war going, what he's basically doing is trying to keep the oil prices high, which is allowing people to speculate in the market. In closing, McCain needs to mind his own business. We have so many issues here. Republicans are always crying about how we don't have enough money to fund social programs, help the poor, but yet we're over in Libya, wasting taxpayer dollars. I am for, helping a democratic society, but to what point do we help another country to the point that we fall?
Focus on gas prices up next on the countdown.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes and it
will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302, Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
April is National Car Care Month, and we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in now and save $40 on a spring maintenance package. Plus, through April 30th, get an American Express gift card worth up to $100 by mail with the purchase of 4 Bridgestone tires. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here now, continuing with our focus on items being discussed over the weekend. Talk radio and talk television, the price you're paying for gasoline. Talk host Mark Cesar, Ed Clemens, and Sam Cox talking about that.
President Obama says if you're angry about the price you're paying at the gasoline pump, get angry at speculators.
Wrong.
He says those are the guys that are driving the price of oil and consequently your price at the pump through the roof. He was speaking to a group of college students and teachers. He says there's not a whole lot that can be done in the short term to ease your pain. He says the only real answer is his long-term solution.
The truth is, the only real solution to helping families at the pump in the medium and the long term is clean energy.
Nah.
That's how we'll save families money. That's how we'll reduce our dependence on foreign oil.
Mr. President, on several things, you're not right. We've been talking about being energy independent for 40 years. We're not. We need to be drilling. We need to take care of the drilling. Number two, yeah, it is some Wall Street speculators, but it is also the conditions of what's going on in Libya and the world events. And you can't turn an eye, you just can't turn your back on that, Mr. President. And number three is, Mr. President, you are not allowing the oil producers in this country to drill with your heavy restrictions.
No. And you, if, as long as you put that kind of restriction, the speculators are going to go wild. If you want to do something about the speculators, all you've got to do, Mr. President, is just say, we're going to lease, say, 10 million acres in the Gulf. We're going to let them do seismic work. We're going to locate our, we are going to be energy independent in the next day you watch the price of crude drop.
The president told the college audience there is enough supply right now. There is plenty of oil out there for world demand.
Yeah.
He said people are just betting. There's speculation that the price is going to go real high, and these guys are making bets. Yeah. He went on to say we're now in a position where we can investigate to see if there is unfair speculation. We're going to be monitoring gas stations as well to make sure there is not any price gouging.
Here we
to
go.
Take advantage of you, the consumer.
Here we go. We heard the exact same thing. It's a big, bad old oil companies. It's their fault. They made too much profit. Well, what about your old buddy with GE? You know, they made quite a bit of profit this year, and you never said a word about that.
Didn't pay any taxes?
No, didn't pay any taxes at all. All I'm telling you is if we become energy independent, then we have ceased to have a lot of problems. You look what we're doing in Libya right now. Syria, there's as big a bloodbath in Syria going on right now, but we don't care. There's no oil in Syria.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning-fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
See terms of use.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 as we focus on what you're paying for gasoline at the pump and where we go from here in your estimation. Jeff, listening in Bedford, Virginia to our countdown. Please, Jeff, we're interested to hear your thoughts on this. What are you paying for gasoline? Last time you filled up, what are you paying?
Well, about $3.75.
$3.75, and has it been steady for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, or has it continued?
No, it's been steadily climbing. It started out at about $3 and got a dollar in about 3 months.
So, why do you think we have this problem? Do you agree with the president that it's all about speculation?
No, I don't. If you go back to when Obama was running for president, he said that we needed $5 gasoline. So it shouldn't be a shock to any of us that he does nothing to curtail the dramatic rise in the prices. It's all to promote the green energy thing that's going to take us about 50 years to develop.
So you think that this is a cynical, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but I listened to what you're saying, and I had forgotten about that, so it's a good thing you remembered it. The essence of moving the agenda, let's do what I want to do, in this case he wants to do, and at all cost, and that's really the energy that we're paying for now and the way that we're paying for it and how much we're paying for it is going to predicate what you pay for everything. Supermarket prices going up, cost of goods and services, everything depends on the cost of petroleum. When truckers are paying almost a dollar a mile for diesel fuel, and that's what they're doing, what do you think that does to the economy? Is this guy so focused on his own agenda that he's willing to let everything else fall apart? That's the question, Jeff, I guess, that we all have to think about. Thank you for your thoughts and sharing them with us. 800-510-8255. Here's Jenna Lee talking to Patrick DeHaan from Gas Buddy, which is a website that helps you find the cheapest gasoline.
So talk us through it. How does it work? How does Gas Buddy work?
Basically, we have lots of people out there using smartphone apps and using the internet to report prices to Gas Buddy, and then anybody can use smartphone apps or the internet to find out where all the cheapest prices are in their neighborhood. So essentially just checking a website allows you to save money at the pump and know where the cheap gas is.
You know, I plugged in our zip code right here from Fox News headquarters, and I found a difference of a dime per gallon, which really adds up if you're filling up your tank on a regular basis. So that's something we just want to point our viewers to, GasBuddy.com, so they could check it out. You know, Patrick, you said at the beginning of the year that you expected prices to be between $3.75 and $4.25 by May. I hope you bought a lotto ticket because you were pretty much right on with that. Where do you see these prices going?
And no, I didn't buy a lotto ticket. Maybe I should have, you know, but prices will continue to rise. Unfortunately, this is the time of year when gas prices traditionally rise, and we're not getting any help in terms of gasoline supply and demand. Supply continues to drop, as witnessed by today's Department of Energy report. We saw another week where gasoline supplies dropped almost 300 million gallons, almost 7 million barrels. And so prices will continue to rise across the country. So not a whole lot of good news.
So how does that work? So in most cases, if demand is really, really high for something, then the prices go up. But we're seeing that demand is down because prices are up. So how is that connected?
Well, demand has just recently started to edge downward. Implied demand, as reported by the Department of Energy, actually is up just a little bit. So we're right around the tipping point. Demand is down 1 week, then it jumps up. Mm-hmm. We haven't made enough progress. We haven't shed enough of that demand yet to make a big difference. And so with all that's going on in light of the overseas in Libya, it's still a concern. And as we approach driving season, what we really are looking at is overall gasoline supply. And that continues to drop like a rocket. We are now 12 million barrels below where we were last year at this time. So, you know, there's not as much gas as this time last year, and that's really impacting prices as well.
That's such a good point. Just real quick here, you said a high potentially of $4.25 by May. I'd point that out to our viewers. That would actually be a record high if we got to that point. Where do you see the range being as we get towards the end of the year? Do you think it goes past that, or as season teaches us, it comes back down as we get maybe more towards the fall season and the winter?
Yeah, Jen, it's going to be a roller coaster year. We'll see prices peak at some point in May, a little bit of a break in June and July, and then hurricane season has really impacted prices. We'll see prices go back up likely August and September. Prices may come back down towards the end of the year, October, November, December, but I really expect that the national average will spend a majority, if not all of the year, over $3 a gallon.
All right, and what does this do to the prospects of President Obama being reelected? That's something that only he and his staff, that's all they're talking about, because that's all they care about, in my estimation, is him getting reelected. And with the cost of gasoline, I would say that would cloud his reelection prospects. Wouldn't you? A lot can happen in a year. But at the moment, it doesn't look good. And most people who are upset about this have good reason to be upset. This is ridiculous. All right, there's the story for this hour. A lot of great discussion. Thank you for your input to the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.